You're listening to Awakening Code Radio. Mind expanding, heart opening, talk and music to raise your vibration.
Some people consider it the shifting of the ages. Others see it as a whole new paradigm for humanity. But whatever you want to call it, it's hard to deny that we are in a moment of immense change. A moment challenging us to wake up and live life more consciously. This is Eric Rankin.
And I'm Michelle Anderson, and you're listening to Awakening Code Radio,
where the conversation is always about raising the vibration of love, compassion,
happiness, forgiveness, stewardship, health, and peace.
Thank you for joining the conversation.
This is Deepak Chopra.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson.
Hi, this is Greg Braden, and you are listening to Awakening Code.
Awakening Code.
Awakening Code Radio.
And thank you so much for tuning in to Awakening Code Radio. It's another beautiful night here in sunny, today, Laguna Beach, California. Our station here is right on Coast Highway. I'm looking across at Michelle, and she's pointing at, like...
At my mic.
You're mic four.
My mic.
Whoa, wait a minute. Where are you? How about there?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. See?
Look at that.
I got it.
Mr. Button Pusher
I never know where you're going to sit, and I just did the usual slider for you, and you're all the way over there with a different slider.
I'm all the way over here tonight.
Yeah.
I got some tricks up my sleeve tonight.
I'm ready.
Tell me what you're expecting.
Well, I know that we are in a fundraiser week for the radio station.
Right.
And that's about all I know. Because you are just so good at follow-up and figuring out what we're going to talk about and stuff. And I just come floating in knowing that we're in good hands.
Yeah. And
is that a safe assumption?
As of this morning, I was, you know, I got a dog in heat and a little other dog. I got a girl boy and a boy and a boy boy. Mm. I got a girl dog and a boy dog. And it took me by surprise. And I've had my hands full with that.
Did you never get the birds and the bees talk?
I did. I thought I had about a couple more months before I had to handle it. So it took me by surprise. But we're handling it.
Well, in dog years, they're already teenagers, so.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where were you as a teenager?
I was a really good girl. Hmm. Yeah. Well, you don't believe me. Look at that face. Okay.
I was too. Not girl, but.
And long time no see, Eric.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. Been about a few hours.
Yeah, I did a little, what do we call it, handyman service?
You were a husband for hire. Mm-hmm. I know. I asked Eric to come over and fix my toilet handle, and he came over today, and I was telling somebody, Eric truly is a good human. If anybody doesn't know that already, I just want to share that Eric is a good human, and I appreciate you so much.
Likewise.
So,
talk about appreciation. Let's appreciate Colleen real quick, our admin.
Well, we're definitely going to appreciate
Colleen. That.
Because we're going to start with something that Colleen has graced us with, right?
Nice.
So, yeah, I knew that this was, you know, set to be the KX Takeover show to do our fundraising. And I started putting some things out today, and donations have been rolling in, whether you know it yet or not, Eric. And we're going to get to some of those. And we're also going to let any of our listeners who are listening right now, if you do want to call in and make a donation over the phone and you want to talk with us in the station, you can call 949-715-4859, which is the studio. But if you'd like to make a donation with our people out in the green room that are taking donations, you would dial 949-715-5936.
I think you have that opposite.
No, it says right here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have it opposite.
Yeah.
Look at that.
The call-in number
is 4859, and the donation number is 5936.
Yeah, to actually be on the air with us. If you happen to be in the South County area here around Laguna Beach, or streaming wherever you are in the world, and you would like to help us out, we're past the 10-year mark doing our show.
I'm glad you're paying attention. So we're actually going to title this show the Get Happy Show.
Done.
Because
I'm all about that.
I was reaching out to Colleen. We were hoping to have her in the studio with us tonight, and that wasn't possible this time. But she is she's just magical. Colleen is magical. So I gave her one little thing that I really wanted to hear, and she created something. So I'm going to start the show with this.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold on.
You ready for my
Not quite yet.
It requires more buttons
now
and sliders.
Okay. I'm ready now.
So here we go. Colleen made this for us, okay. And Eric, I have a feeling you're going to just absolutely love this. Okay. This is the Get Happy Show.
We're live from Roswell. This is
the Startridge family.
The
Startridge family.
That brought back some fun memories for sure. Oops, I keep pushing the wrong button for you.
Did you just love that?
That is so fun. So that listener, Michelle and I were attending a Roswell.
March of 2018.
We were in
Roswell.
New Mexico. I was speaking and you were emceeing. And
I introduced you and I was emceeing the Star Knowledge Conference in Roswell, New Mexico. And we met a really cool lady named Lonnie Walker.
Van lifer.
Who was a van lifer who had a keyboard in her van.
Yep.
And that was our after party in the parking lot.
Didn't even know she had that keyboard. She'd been playing it. And it's a keyboard that doesn't have many voices on it, but harpsichord was one. And as soon as ever I hear harpsichord, I can't help but hear the introduction to the Partridge Family song. So I never played it before, I don't think, but it just had that little riff, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I played it, and somebody got their iPhone out, looked up the words, and there we were singing the Partridge Family.
Lonnie had never even heard the song.
Yeah, I know.
So she was harmonizing without even really looking at her phone, I think, trying to figure out the words. And my best friend, Victoria McBain, and she's just such an incredible human being. I want to give a shout out to Victoria. Thank you so much for your generous donation. Victoria has donated today.
Thank you.
As she was hearing this, and I sent her that little clip on the way in because I just was so blown away that Colleen was able to put that together in 2 minutes, find a way to get it to me. I was voice memoing her driving in, crying because I was so grateful, number one. And I also shared with her that, you know, since 2020, I haven't been as happy as I used to be on a regular basis. And I said, it felt so good to feel that happy.
Right, to remember that.
That joy. That was such a fun trip.
Yeah, and I'd never been to Roswell before, and it was just, you know,
everything was so fluid, and we met so many great people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way she threw David Cassidy in there, I just love that. And I was just telling her. And then that made me reflect on how much I love KXFM and what it has done for my life. It has made me a happy person to actually be here and meet so many great people. And I feel that we have a magic between the three of us, you, me, and Colleen, that I don't have words for it. So I did leave her that voice memo on the way in with my tears and everything. But I also have something else for you that came in this morning for the show from Lonnie Walker. So I'm going to play that. Are you ready for that?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you?
63.
How old are you?
63.
How old are you?
63.
Happy birthday. All the way from Wisconsin. It's aww. Lonnie Walker. Love you, Eric. Love you, Michelle.
So fun. That was so sweet.
Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah. So, listener, my birthday is a couple of days away. January 19th, which is 2 days away, I will be 63. Hard to believe. I never imagined being in my 60s or having a child in their 30s. It just felt so, it still feels kind of foreign and weird to me. I feel like I'm the same dopey person I've just always been.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. And age is just I look in a the, number.
Yeah, well, it's a word.
Yeah.
Oh! But
age is a word. There you go.
Well, thank you, Colleen, for mixing that together. Colleen has been helping me put the finishing touches on the book. It is done at the Book Doctor. Very close, just getting an ISBN number arranged and stuff. And I'm doing my traditional, typical thing I do with Colleen on graphic projects. It's amazing. And I look at it like under a microscope and well, could it look like this? And could it have that? And she's like, sure. Yeah, why not?
Wah, wah.
Sorry, Colleen.
I can't wait till that book comes out.
I'm very excited.
I think the world
about it.
Is ready for it.
I am actually very excited.
One of the other things that I tried to get lined up for tonight was to get Gary Christmas in here with his guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love when he plays guitar and you play drums, and that's always really fun. And all of a sudden, I was only thinking about it, and I did reach out to him and called him, and he said, I can't come in tonight, but he would call in. So he'll be calling in.
Great.
He'll be calling in a few minutes. He'll be calling in about 3 minutes. And my Facebook, you know how they do those memories? A Facebook memory came up, and I'm going to play that memory for you, and I'm going to turn my phone around so you could see the video from it.
Okay.
But the memory came up when Gary Christmas was in studio with you and me, and here's Gary. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
You and Gary were playing for your birthday.
Wow. I don't remember what we're playing. Sounds pretty.
You were on a guitar too.
Oh yeah. Is it Hotel California Slim? It is. Yep. It was the intro to Hotel California. That sounded pretty.
Wasn't that neat? And and that just came out of the blue, came out of nowhere. And I just felt like it was meant to be played tonight.
I have a lot of fun playing with Gary. We play often for your speakeasy parties that you've been having, you know.
Regularly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a pocket player. It's called a pocket player when you're not fancy, but you're just kind of in the groove, anchoring sort of down. And Gary is very adaptive of just riffing around, feeling into it, not even knowing the chord progression. He just feels it, a true musician. So it's always fun to play with him.
It seems like he can play with anyone.
He probably just could.
Jumps in and right on cue. That would be Mr. Christmas. He's calling in right now.
I'm going to see if that is Mr. Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey. Gary Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Yeah. Say hi to your sister Mary for me. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, if I had a sister Mary, I would just have the full joke itself.
Yeah, Gary and Merry Christmas. I mean,
I've only dated one girl named Mary my entire life for that reason.
You could have been done that. And I used to know there was a girl in Laguna here. I've been Santa Claus many times, and she was my assistant, Mrs. Claus, and her name was Christmas. So if you'd gotten together with her, she would have been Christmas.
You know, I've met a few Christmases, actually. Yep. Three of them.
Yep, there's a few. So
Gary said, I would love to donate to the takeover,
yes.
And I would love to call in. And Gary, I'm writing your name down. We'll probably, we'll have you call back to give your donation because they'll take it.
Yeah, I've got the donate number and everything, but I want to challenge everybody out there. So every year we do this, I'm going to give $111. And so I want everybody out there to give at least $111. This is a great show. What Michelle and Eric do is not done anywhere. You guys really have a way of diving deep with open hearts and open minds into a wide variety of topics that really rock this world. So thank you guys for doing what you do for us.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
Did you happen to hear what I did to queue up before you called in? You're probably not listening streaming, are you?
No, I'm not. I've got work papers all over the place and huge things I'm doing tonight. But I haven't listened.
Let me tell you what happened. So after I called you today to see if you would come in and play your guitar on air tonight.
Yeah.
Facebook Memories served me an old video of you in the station with Eric on guitar and you on guitar playing. Was it Hotel California?
The intro, yeah.
The intro to Hotel California. And I think I shared it with you in your messages, Gary. And the reason why I shared it with you in your messages was so that it would be up high on mine so that I could find it and play it on air, which I did right before you called
in. Nice.
It sounded good, too. I don't remember hearing it. It sounded good.
I know.
Yeah, I don't remember playing it, but I'm glad it sounded good.
Even me playing guitar, I'm not great at any one instrument, and guitars, definitely, I'm just kind of a campfire chord strummer, but together they sounded good.
Well, you are pretty good at a lot of things, and when music is anywhere near you, you just kind of have a way with it, Eric. So I'm really grateful to play music with you any chance I get.
I said the same thing about you. I said I'm kind of a pocket player, just kind of find the groove. You can count on it, you know. I'm not fancy. I can murk through the chords and know when I'm off and know when I'm on, but you are very flexible, fluid, adaptive. No, you know, you're my favorite type of musician to play with. Someone who can just both riff and be unscripted, but also be really good at the same time.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And I love you guys. And I want to make sure that everybody out there really gets it. These guys are doing something very unique, and they really do deserve our support.
Oh, thanks.
We appreciate you so much, Gary.
Well, thank you.
So donate $111 at least, everybody.
At least.
Yes, at least. Well, I also wanted to say that did I do our challenge, mine and Brian's challenge? I caught off guard. One of the things that Brian did, Gary, is he wanted to support the station, and he donated $1,111. And he
said, "Oh my God, Brian, way to go, man!"
No, so that kind of started us off too. And I like that yours is more palatable, your challenge. But he said, "I challenge anybody to donate that same amount tonight."
Exactly.
And so we're putting that out there too. And of course, that is only for people that actually have it to give. We're not trying to put pressure on anybody that doesn't have anything to give. We so appreciate every donation that comes in, and it really does keep the station going and keep us on the air. And we're just so grateful. And we're grateful to you, Gary. I can't wait to have another party for you to play at.
Some of my favorite times of my life are at those parties, you know. But back to your thing that you were talking about giving, and I am not rich. I don't have a bazillion dollars. I'm working on all kinds of things that, you know, enhance my ability to earn and all those kinds of things. And so that's fun. But everybody can give something and should. And if it's not to this cause, find a cause that you really feel good about, and you don't even have to tell anyone. Just do it. It makes your life better.
I agree.
That's the anonymous thing I think is very valid, that when somebody actually has something to give and feels passionate about it, that we appreciate even anonymity, you know?
Absolutely.
I always like somebody to thank, but I want to thank anybody that's going to donate anonymously as well.
Sure.
I'm going to keep, if I know you probably want to go, Gary, but I have another surprise for Eric. And if you want to listen, can I play
Love it?
You can play.
Please. I can play it while he's on the line.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's another surprise for Eric because his birthday is in 2 days. So here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
The one and only Larissa Stowe.
Happy birthday. birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you,
love
Larissa.
Thank
you so much. Oh, man. She's so awesome. If there's someone I could be an adult baby and listen to lullabies from,
yes,
it would be her.
Absolutely.
It all comes from her heart, and it's so comforting, and you just kind of wrap yourself up. And so she can also really rock, but yeah, she has this voice that just gives you the feels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she has more talent than most people can imagine.
Yeah, she does.
I wanted you to be on the air when I played
that
one,
was
Gary.
That? That's awesome.
She's your friend too.
I didn't know this was going to be even mentioned my birthday show.
It's the Eric birthday show.
I love it.
And that was my idea because, you know, I wanted to make it something fun. And on Saturday night, Larissa will be with Scott Katamas on the Awakening World. And they've invited me to be a part of that Saturday night on video. It's a webinar. And I think she's going to be talking about the principles of the Weevolution.
Mm.
So I'll give her a plug for that. That's a plug there. And thank you, Gary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't want to keep you from your work. We're going to get on because we've got a few more things to play and some more callers in. Surprise, surprise.
Beautiful. Have a great show, everybody. Happy birthday, Eric. Love
you,
brother.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so fun.
I've got a few tricks up my
sleeve
tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, I don't know how. I do know how. It was the universe just supporting.
Making it easy.
Supporting the flow because it was just, you know, putting it out there that I wanted it to be a happy show, you know, a show that embraces what this Awakening Code is all about, Awakening Code Radio, and what KXFM is about, you know, unity through community. And what a great way to be able to celebrate your birthday. It's 2 days away.
Yep.
And we want to give a shout out to Adelma and Alfonso because they have birthdays on the 14th and the 18th.
I never remember. I know it's right before mine.
Yeah. So Adelma's was the 14th. Her husband Alfonso's is tomorrow, and then yours is Thursday.
There we go.
So give them a birthday shout out. And I think we have time for I don't know which surprise I want to spring
it's like,
on
this
you
is
next.
Your life. That's dating me. This yeah. is your life, but how fun!
Here we go. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
I am going to play. Do I want to play that one yet?
Wow, you've been putting some thought into it. This is all just like
wait
in the last
till you
couple
hear
days.
This one. This, all right. I mean, I kind of feel like this one. It could be the grand finale, but I'm gonna save a different one for the grand finale. So this one came today while I was walking my dogs. What a sweetheart! Here we go. See if you can name who this is singing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You say it's your birthday all day long. I come into you to sing this song. There ain't no right and there ain't no wrong. Because it's your birthday all day long, I say.
Happy birthday to you.
Isn't it kind of fun?
Yeah.
I'm going to save this and give it to people because it doesn't have your name in it yet. And you still don't know who it is
I
yet.
Don't.
You will.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Another cycle around the sun. Gonna wish you a whole year of fun.
A year of fun.
Ain't no time now, it's just begun.
I'm surprised you don't know who.
Is this Jonathan Goldman?
Maybe. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And his wife Andy.
Oh.
Wait, it's gonna get.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is totally the birthday show.
It is. I had no idea.
That's him.
That's too funny. How cute is that? That was awesome. All right. Well, I'm. Let's see. I'm just gonna put it on. I'm just patching through, having no idea who it is.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Harmony, and I just wanted to say thank you to Awakening Code Radio for 10 years of amazing programming. I love this show, and a very happy birthday to Eric.
Aw. Thank you so much.
And yeah. And I also want to say that I'd like to match or make a donation and match the $1,111.
Oh, holy moly.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's like an angel from above.
Oh, my gosh.
No, thank you both. It's KXFM is so lucky to have the both of you doing this show. And I know your show means a lot to so many people, including myself. So thank you.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Thank you, Harmony.
Well, thank you
so much. We appreciate you.
Gosh, show is just like an abundance of love and good vibes, man, and support and community. Wow. I had no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it. We're going to put you on hold and put you in contact with, we need to get any information from you or Michelle or something like that.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
So much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's blowing my mind. I need to finish Jonathan Goldman's, though. Because I don't want to downplay that somebody just did that. That's so incredible.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to play what Jonathan wanted you to hear after his generic happy birthday
Eric,
song.
Oh,
this is Jonathan Goldman.
Oh.
And I just want to wish you the greatest 63rd birthday possible. Just many blessings of light and love through sound. For the year to come.
What a great guy.
Be well.
Oh, he is one of my heroes, for sure. He is a true pioneer in frequency, the significance of frequency, and stuff that we're just catching up to now. He was on the path of at least 25, 30 years ago.
He and his wife, they're so amazing. And I told him when I reached out to him today, I said, you know, I want to give a shout out to what he does for Global Sound Healing Day on February 14th. Mm-hmm. And we would love for any of our listeners to create an event for Global Sound Healing Day, or worldsoundhealingday.org is the web address, worldsoundhealingday.org. And what he'd like is for any of our listeners to create an event and put on their own event on February 14th. That's really a sonic Valentine to the Gaia Matrix, to Mother Earth, you know, and for all of humanity. So look for that on worldsoundhealingday.org. I thought
he's such an open-hearted and open-minded person. So many people get in there, they're kind of fixated in specifics, and he has always been, it's critical to him whether people think they can sing or not, or they have a voice to even hum. and he empowers them and talks about the significance of frequency, which if you're talking about in a spiritual context, all you have to do is go to virtually any religion and you will see that most often there's some component of sound in there, whether it's gongs or didgeridoos or bells or chimes or voice or whatever it is. So that didgeridoos, I might have said that. The phone is blinking again.
Okay.
Wow.
So answer Awakening Code Radio.
Well, Awakening Code Radio.
KXFM.
Wait, how about that? Are we on now?
You guys are on. I can hear you anyway.
There's a caller. Well, hi, caller in.
Hi, this is Melissa from Silver Spring, Maryland, calling to take over KXFM and wish Barry the best birthday ever.
Oh, thank you. So far, it's shaping up to be an awesome birthday week. It's been a great January. We've had a lot of rain out here in Laguna, and people have been talking about Mercury and retrograde and stuff, but I have just been having an absolutely wonderful 2023 so far, and this is just feels like totally in the flow of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I have too, and I've had a good feeling about this year so far, so hopefully the wave will continue. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that I am donating $222.
Wow.
And encouraging everybody else to donate, please.
Wow.
Sounds like you guys are on a good donations wave, so that's great.
We're on a roll.
We'll have to get our total.
Seriously, I mean, it. Every single person, don't be intimidated by 111s and 222s, any amount, because every show here on KXFM is doing a show like this, and it all accumulates and it all matters. So even if it's, you know, $10, $5, and of course, we love the good ones as well. They balance out. But it's really the show of support. I mean, just by sheer numbers, people contributing. It's just such an affirmation of what we're doing and other stations and programs here at the station are doing. That just makes us feel so good and makes it just a great feeling to come back every week and do what we do. Because we're volunteers
and it's
here.
It's really nice to know that, you know, like people are actually out there. So I'd encourage everybody to call in, even if you can do like $1.11. I think that would be awesome.
That's so sweet. I want to give a shout out to somebody who donated $30, and that's Samantrella Moten. We want to thank you, Samantrella. I hope I got that right. Moten, for your $30 donation. That was very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And Milica, you rock. Thank you for being an incredible listener. You have done a lot for us here on the show, for Eric with his book, with your editing skills.
Yes.
You've just been amazing.
We're right on the precipice of it's all done at the Book Doctor. It took a little while longer, but within a couple of weeks, or 2 to 3 weeks, I think there will be an actual book in hand to sell, and I'm very excited about that.
Oh, it is so fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm going to get offline so you guys can have other people call in.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. I know you stayed up late just to be able to call in, so we appreciate you. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much, Melissa.
This is the 11th year, right? We're now in the 11th year.
We're in the 11th year. I cannot believe it. When I started this in October 2012, Michelle was sitting here right beside me, kind of more providing moral support. I was a nervous wreck, and I'm like, how are we going to keep doing this once a week, you know, new guests and topics and things to keep it fresh and relevant. And it's just, it kind of blows my mind that we're 500 shows later and still finding, because, you know, life is changing around us. There's always something to talk about because there's new challenges and new things happening in the world. And it all, I think, benefits if we can contextualize them in a spiritual center, you know, to look at these things from why and how do I deal with this? And do I have to be reactive? And can I be reflective? And can I hold my principles intact as everything seems like it's kind of falling apart? We want to be a voice telling people, not preaching, but reminding people that, yes, you are the master of your destiny. And our conversations, we call them conversation to raise the vibration. It is about empowering you and you recognizing the incredible creator that each one of you are. So thank you so much.
And you have. And thank you so much. Okay. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Love you.
Bye-bye. So, wow, what a What a thrill this has all been.
I know. It just so happened that we normally do our fundraising at a different time of year.
Right.
It's not usually near your birthday.
No.
So I thought, wow, I think we can actually, you know, make it fun. I thought about calling some of your friends.
Oh, my.
And then I didn't want to put pressure on anybody.
Like to feel like they had to donate.
To feel like they had to donate.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really what it's about. If you have it, you give it. If you don't, I don't want to guilt anybody or anything like that.
No.
So I'm just, you know, very grateful for what we've got going on with the things that we've got going on. I'm looking at, we have another message here that came in, and I guess I can share this one with you if you're ready for me to play another message that came in for you. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you,
Eric.
Jason together.
Happy birthday, brother. Oh my gosh, it is such a joy to be able to just take this moment and say thank you for just being such an incredible light in our world, in the way that you hold such a high vibration of love, always looking for the best in people and celebrating people and just the genius that you bring to the world. We love you so much.
I don't know if I can say anything else after that. Just keep raising the vibrations of the planet, brother. Thank you for keeping it practical and real. And thanks for shining the way you do. And I love you. I thank you. It's been a joy to be on this journey as long as we have since Soul Searching Radio back in the day. Love you, brother.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Wow, I'm getting overclimped. I'm getting all misty. That Jason and Heather. Heather is an incredible musician. Jason, he just listening to his voice, I haven't heard him for a while. He just has that golden voice that I could just listen to him read the phone book and think there's, it's almost like James Earl Jonesy or something. It's so baritone-y.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
it was cute. They're so authentic.
They are. They're just fun. And yeah, I heard Heather, every once in a while she'll play live now on Facebook. She's such a gifted musician. And she played a song just within this last week or so. And I'm like, man, she has
got it.
Yeah, she's got it. Yeah, it's beautiful. And just like Larissa in some way. It does become more like medicine. It's not just, oh, there's a good singer and I like this and it's got a good beat and I can dance to it. It is really touches your heart. And she came from, you know, a more traditional Christian worship, you know, praise team. And as I did, actually, I was playing for Rock Harbor Church percussion and stuff years and years ago. But somebody bringing that into a different awareness of what Christ consciousness might mean or means to them. And it is not worship in the way that some people worship, but it is an adoration of what Jesus represented, of a message. You could pare it down to a message of love, kindness, compassion, service, forgiveness. Anybody can vibe with that. And Jason and Heather both, you know, they live that and it's awesome.
They do. And they've been fabulous guests on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We've had so much fun with them over the years. And like I said, driving in tonight, just reflecting on what being a part of this radio station and the show has done for me personally, I can't even encapsulate it with words. I was just really moved to tears while I was driving, thinking, just reflecting, you know, on how many fun moments we've had. How many times do I say to you, that was fun? That was really fun.
We've had a lot of fun times since we met. It was for my first book. Here we're talking about my second book. First book is how we met at a 2012 conference in 2009. It was all the first thing, you know, first people talking about what 2012 is going to be. And I took my book up there, which happened to be about 2012 and dolphins and the 11/11 phenomenon. And we've talked about this, the encounter that you and I had, but I had these little cards and handed you one, and you just like that opened the door to a conversation we're still having.
I just love that. And that's what synchronicity is. I've been experiencing a lot of synchronicity, and somebody asked me, how are you doing? And it's such a loaded question these days, because some days I'm doing really well and I'm in the flow and the magic's happening. And some days I am not. I mean, I have to be honest. Some days I really do find myself going, man, I can't even say the word because it's a, it starts with an SH and I'm not allowed to say it on the air. But, you know, that show.
Showerhead?
Yeah, Showerhead Show. And I see, you know, I do see that. But at the same time, I also see the magic and the beauty and how grateful I am. Oh,
boy.
We got another call.
Holy moly. Wow.
I wonder who this
phone's
is.
Phone's ringing up the...
Answer it like a like you should answer it.
Awakening Code Radio. This is Eric. Bing, bing, bing. How about that?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Are we there?
Oh, my God. That is so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a voice we know. That Eric, do you, wanna, do you want
to... No, I know who it is.
I know. Tell our audience who's on the phone.
Well, it sounded
who
to me like...
you?
Joanne from the Integratron. Oh, my gosh.
It's the Integratron calling.
It's the Integratron calling.
Integratron loves
my,
you,
my
Eric,
dome
so
away
much.
From home.
Yes.
It is. It's yours. It is all yours. We all know it.
Well, that journey to the Integratron to this day, that was Michelle was the first person to ever say the word Integratron where I ever heard it. That was also probably around 2009 or, yeah, I'm sure it was nine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that just sounds so ridiculous. Everything about this place. And I had, she goes, no, you would be into it in frequency in this. And I'm like, maybe. And then within a month, my good buddy, my best friend, guy friend Art, is like, hey, we're going to a gong concert out with overnight gong concert at this place called the Integratron. Here, I've never heard it for 50, however many years. And all of a sudden I'm hearing it twice. I'm like, okay, I'm getting a message. Go out there, have an absolutely mind-blowing, heart-blowing experience. And I just kept coming back. And then we started doing some experimental things. And now we do the workshops. And all the real bonus has been getting to know the sisters.
The bonus
the
is we feel like we're a part of your family. And
yes.
You've welcomed us with open arms and open hearts, and we love you so much, Joanne. And
you are a part of our family.
Oh, thank you.
We bought it for you, Eric.
Well, thanks very much. You could put it in your will.
Yes.
It has been
it's all yours right now, and I get to still be alive.
Oh my gosh. It's such a journey, a miraculous journey. And Sonic Geometry has actually done some, I think, some significant things for people, researchers and stuff. And that none of that information would have come through if not for the Integratron. I can't even imagine what my life would be actually, because it feels so purposeful to me. And I'm not trying to wait it like the gift that you provide for me to let me do the workshops there. I know you lose money every time I come and do a workshop there. And every year I go, well, that was great. And they're probably going to come to their senses and go, all right, we've done enough for Eric. And I'm just...
You know us long enough. We're not in it for the money, babe.
I know. And I'm so moved and so grateful. And I want to say, you know, everyone's wishing me happy birthday. Congratulations to you.
Yay!
On your nuptials.
I know, hilarious.
You got married.
Great.
It's
tell us, Joanne, how
so
you
wonderful.
You and Drayton have been together for how many years?
22 years.
22 years, and they finally tied the knot.
It's about time. That's a long engagement.
And
it is.
So sweet. And I saw pictures. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I saw pictures like the very day. I don't know. Jen saw them from somewhere. They were pictures like... coming from wherever it was that you got married, the Chapel of the West in Las Vegas or something like that?
The Little Church of the West.
Little Church of the West.
Little Church. If you type in, where do I get married in Las Vegas, you get 200 Google results. So this is the one little oldest. It's been moved twice. It's just bananas old and beautiful. It's like being in the Old West, you know.
That's awesome.
Of course, Drayton's favorite. Anyway, it was just magic, the whole thing. You know,
so sweet. I love to see how you both looked, even though it was a still picture I saw, it was a moment when you were looking at each other. I could see your face. I couldn't see Drayton's, but he's dapper in what he was wearing. And you had that look of adoration on your face.
Aww.
And it was just so sweet to see.
It was really sweet. It was very sweet. And thank you for all your focus. And I know because Eric texted me something, and I said, I'm in Las Vegas getting married. And he went, oh.
Drayton had posted something, I think, on Facebook that was not completely telling, but it was almost like one of those little, I might be not kind of, you know, you had to kind of guess
right.
to see. And
right.
and I was just like, OMG, is it like, I think I know what this is.
But I saw the picture, sure. but I yeah. didn't put it together because yeah. I didn't see Chapel of the West yeah. or something. I just saw a picture and I'm like, oh, what? Where are they or what are they doing? I did not put it together.
Well, thank you for sharing that and sharing your love.
Yes.
And we're just so grateful. And thank you for sharing with me last time I was out there that you listened to our show while you're gardening and that you appreciate what we do. And I just can't thank you enough for what you do for not just us, but for all the people who visit the Integratron. Everybody that I talk to says it changes their life. So we thank you for that. And we know that we're going to be seeing you. Contact in the Desert wants us to be out at Giant Rock doing something.
Yeah, they're putting the cart before the horse with them. I love Contact in the Desert. And yet at the same time, it's a little dicey setting things up.
Ooh.
And, you know, they're just, I know, or I want to hope that their heart's in the right place, but it's like we don't have anything finalized, and yet it's all over the place that we're doing this thing that was actually very challenging when we did it 2 years ago or pre-COVID.
2019.
Ooh, because it was so something. Many people. It was yeah. so many people wanted to go out to the Integratron that it became overwhelming, and to yeah. say it was like herding cats is an understatement.
Yeah. It'll be interesting this year, but anytime I'm out at Giant Rock, I always want to stop by and say hi to the Integratron and
always
give you our
well,
love.
Well, we appreciate all the moving parts, yeah. truly, because we get to be out here and stay out here mostly. So we appreciate all the moving parts that it takes for people to visit, especially you all, and that you come and visit in all your iterations.
And it amazes me over the years since I first started coming there in 2010 that the thousands of people that drive, you're in north of Joshua Tree in this little town, Landers. So anywhere from any metropolis city, it's at least a 2 hour drive, 2.5, maybe 3. And you guys are just packed all the time. And listener, if you've never gone and had a sound bath at the Integratron, look it up, integratron.com. Book a sound bath. You need to book it way in advance because they are super, super busy and fill up very quickly. But it is an expanding. The man who built it said he was contacted by extraterrestrials. His name was George Van Tassel. And he saw that this machine was going to have a healing effect on people as they came and experienced it. And absolutely, you and your two sisters have made that happen. Whether it's happening the exact same way that he thought it was going to me is not even significant. It's that people are coming there and being opened up and activated and leaving feeling good and sharing their story and sharing that vibration with others. So I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much for that, Eric. Yeah, we feel so grateful too and privileged. And it's just, if we stay current with it, the Integratron has a really big and wide history. How do you go find 1975 right now? And there were no cell phones. Everything is, you know, but so we really love to look at what was happening. And it's important about what was happening there because it was a lot.
Yeah.
And more than we're able to see compared to all the social media and all the opportunities to see things now that we have.
Yeah.
We can't know and certainly feel what people were feeling. And so our guidance has always been to just stay current.
Yeah.
And just stay current with it. And that way we won't miss anything that goes by. And that's our main goal, is to stay current.
Well, the mission statement doesn't change. All the parameters, the moving parts and pieces can, but the mission statement of welcoming people, wanting to come and experience it for as many people as it can in a very respectful, honorable way. It's a reverent, you know, George Van Tassel actually called it a tabernacle. And when I invite people to come in, I said, feel like you're walking into a church, a sacred space. And I truly believe that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, you're an incredible space, Eric. That's what's really true.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate, and the entire Integratron crew, I spoke to all of them today.
Oh.
we all wish you and love you and wish you the happiest year around the sun.
Gosh.
And we hope you have many more so that we can just enjoy you longer. You're a fantastic person.
Oh my.
Human.
Thank you.
You well, really are.
And you
Eric,
know, I feel exactly for, the same
I know,
about
this
you.
Is a love,
I'm
this,
getting overwhelmed
it's,
here.
It's become a little sappy love show tonight, Joanne,
well,
because
I've
had a lot.
Sappy,
wait till you
what?
Hear the podcast, Joanne. You'll love the podcast. Yeah, he's getting all teary-eyed.
I am.
Oh, well, we do.
True, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch with whatever is happening out
whatever,
there.
Whatever, okay.
Whatever
well,
is happening. I'm not worried about it either way. And
you know, that's what I love about you. We're in the Tao. That's it.
That's it.
We're in the Tao.
We're in the flow. And
if we stay current with it, we'll figure it out.
That's right.
Yep.
If it's in the flow, it's great. And if it's not, it's no harm. Some stuff is supposed to flow past us, and some stuff we're supposed to flow with.
I love that. I love that. Yep. Yep. And when we are in the flow like that, it is magic. We're in that space in between. So, and when we stay detached from it, any outcome like that, it makes it so much easier. If things don't work out the way somebody's pushing hard.
Yeah.
You know, we can just let it go and flow.
While Joanne's on, because I'm feeling the show, I reread really one of my favorite top three books, and it's such a short little book, Gift from the Sea by Anne Merle Lindbergh. Have you ever read that, Joanne?
Yeah.
It is so worth rereading. I just reread it again, and I'm like, it was written probably in the 50s, but it sounds like it was written in 2023. It's amazing. This is Charles Lindbergh's wife. Taking a 2-week vacation in the Florida coast. And it's just such a deep philosophical book, but expressed like poetry in the shortest little book. I want to do a whole show about it and read excerpts from it.
Oh, but, I would love that.
Yeah. But
okay, we'll do that. That'll be a good gardening podcast. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for taking the time out of your night. I texted her. What did I text you at? Like in between, I texted her when Eric was at the hardware store getting my toilet handle. And I didn't want to
call. I was
doing
my service work. Oh, there you go. Well, thank you so much, Joanne. I love you. Love you. And everyone out there, say hi all to my Integratron family. I'll just say it. Feels weird.
I'm so grateful for this time with you both and with your listeners who I know appreciate you too.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And you know, there's a lot of teachers around, and I define teachers by people who teach you how to be here on this earth, and that's you, Eric.
Oh, well, gosh, I appreciate
you.
And love you. Man, stop.
I don't even know
how to respond.
Thank you. We have another caller. The phone's ringing. So
love you.
Love you. Thank you. Give Drayton a big hug from us and all the crew.
Peace out.
Thank you. Love you. We'll talk soon. Hello, Awakening Code Radio.
Hola, cumpleañero.
Oh, my gosh. Hola. Es Lucia Pienso.
Hola, Miki.
Oh, wow. Some of these people, these voices just coming back. So Lucia was one of the first people to head out to the Integratron with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were telling me the story that it was because of sonic geometry.
Wait. Oh. I'm going to have Lucia tell us
the
story.
Tell me the story.
When I asked today, because I wasn't sure, and Lucia, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of an update on how you found us and how we met?
Definitely, I will. First, I just finished making my double-digit donation, but I just want to encourage a lot of people to make small donations, to just do what you can. And I just wanted to say thank you so much to Eric for forming this community and this movement that has been such an integral part of my development and that of my children, really, because the way that I found this was that I was just kind of flipping through stuff, like trying to research this phenomena that I had about like seeing reoccurring numbers. And then I found the podcast, and I started playing one of Eric's recordings of music. And my son was playing video games, and he was fully engrossed in his video games. And I had just permitted him to have a video game, so there was like nothing that would distract him from that screen. And yet when I played the Sonic Geometry recording, when the recording stopped, he put his video game down and he goes, play that again. And I contacted Eric because Eric had said, you know, if people have reactions. So I contacted him and I said, my child I didn't even know he was listening. And the minute that I turned it off, he was like, I want more. Then you guys invited me to the Integratron. I was so happy to be calling right after Joanne. And I met Colleen, I met Michelle, I met everyone. And this has been such an evolutionary thing for me. Like your guests, your vision, the community has really, it's changed the course of the life of my family.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We've watched your family grow up. Your kids they were just
in 10 years.
Yeah, little teeny kids when we met, and we've got to experience some fun times with you. I've visited you in San Francisco, and we've gone camping together.
Lucia is a real
dolphin.
She is a bubbly, full of life. One of those people. You only need a few spark plugs like her if you have a party.
Yeah,
you have one or two Lucias, and you're going to have a lot of fun.
For sure. Yeah.
We have a happy birthday to sing along to for someone, el cumpleañero. So
we're ready.
Along, audience, cumpleaños. Feliz, te deseamos a ti, Eric, que lo sigas cumpliendo hasta el año 3000.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I love it. We're so international today.
I'm just
straight from Colombia.
Yeah, I am.
And shout out, happy birthday to Alfonso and Eldima.
Yes.
And hi, Colleen, and I still remember, I mean, literally, I channeled first. My first instance of channeling was at the Integratron when I really didn't even know what channeling was, but I started hearing all these voices coming from people, and I remember that, Colleen.
Absolutely.
From all around, Colleen.
Yeah, the Integratron spoke. We were playing frequencies. And all of a sudden, there was like a female voice repeating, and everyone heard it. And Tyler from the station, who owns the station, manager of the station, he went with a very skeptical mind, but wanted to experience whatever it was. And when he heard this Colleen over and over again, he goes, what the hell is going on here? You know.
I remember when Tyler did that. That was funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucia, Victoria McBain is writing in and saying, hey, Lucia. Yes, I know. It's like we created a family, and that's what I really want to get that point across tonight to anybody who's listening. If you're listening on podcast after Eric's birthday is over and our fundraising takeover show is over, one thing I'm really hoping that our listeners will get out of this podcast in particular is, no matter what's going on in the world, we can always drop in and find and source joy through connection with others.
Yep.
And really, this soul family that we have cultivated through this show has really uplifted my own heart and enhanced my life in countless ways. So I just want to thank you, Lucia, for being a part of that soul family, and for everybody listening for being a part of that soul family. Lori Taylor is writing in. She wrote you a big message, Eric, and she wrote in and said, amazing donations, Awakening Code Radio rocks, wishing you the greatest fundraising success while you're celebrating Eric's birthday. Wishing Eric a phenomenal 63rd journey around the sun. Thank you for what you do, Eric and Colleen, for what you, Eric and Colleen, do every week. With you in spirit always. Sending you tons of love and big birthday wishes and hugs. And thank you, Lori Taylor, for that. She listens faithfully live every week. And she shares. This is another thing, listener. If you're listening to our show, we really appreciate the interaction on Instagram and on Facebook. If you could like us, write a comment. Colleen spends a lot of time working on our banners and posting on social media. She does phenomenally. I mean, her graphics are amazing, that, and she's so magical. And we have a little bit of her magic coming up in a minute, but we've got somebody else that's ready to come in. Don't turn around, Eric.
Oh, my. Okay.
And give another special.
Thank you.
So she's getting ready to come in, and you can listen to this too, Lucy, if you want to hear, because I want you to hear she's going to be singing in another language.
Okay.
And
oh my gosh.
So we had a little bit of Colombia, we had a little bit of Spanish there. And this is Erica. She is she works here at the station.
Hi, Erica. Oops, I may as well turn your mic on. There you go.
Erica has the show that follows ours, right?
Yes, Global Spins. It's so nice to follow after your show, and I always love tuning in.
Well, we appreciate the international flavor of your show. I've listened to yours and absolutely appreciate what you do and what you bring to the station. What language are you going to sing in?
Yes, so I'm going to sing Happy Birthday to Eric in French.
Wow.
Yes.
This is just, I don't even know what to say anymore.
I'm gonna light a candle or two or 10 or 63 for Eric, because we've got some little treats for him tonight.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm gonna do this while.
I never would have expected this. I wouldn't have eaten a donut out there in the green room.
I know. I saw you doing that and I was like, oh,
don't do that.
You get to treat yourself.
Yeah. I can't help myself.
All right.
No, you can't.
And I don't need to. It's my birthday week. Gosh darn it.
My son's memory of you is that when we went to the taco place after one of the dolphin things, Eric, my son goes, Eric ate my cookie.
Give me that cookie, kid.
It's such an Eric thing.
I don't remember.
Okay, we got candles lit. So I want to turn it over to Erica to sing, and then Eric's gonna blow out his candles.
Okay.
Yay!
Wow, look how pretty those are.
Joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, Eric. Joyeux anniversaire.
Wow, ooh. French is so sexy. All right, can I blow him out now?
Blow him out?
All right.
Yay.
Wow. Yay, happy birthday.
It took all the breath
Eric.
I had to blow three candles out. Thank you, Erica. That was beautiful. You have a beautiful singing voice.
Thank you. Yes. No, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Cheers to another trip around the sun.
What a time that it's putting together this, you know, fundraising show. And I had no idea that we were going to even mention my birthday, and it became all about my birthday, and I just don't even quite know what to say.
I know. It's thank so you fun. For doing that. I so appreciate
no,
that you came
you,
in
Michelle.
And did that. And this is how to live life.
Yeah.
You know, Eric, I think you're a shining example of how to be a good human. And this is the way that people are showing you that. It's a reflection of all the good deeds that you do every single day, not just on people's birthdays, but you're always treating people with kindness and respect, and you're always there to lend a helping hand for anybody in need. And I think, you know, the best time to show you that is near your birthday and how grateful we are that you were born. And the takeover couldn't have come at a better time.
Seriously, I insist. And I'm so moved. And listener, you know, how this happens, if you like, gosh, I would love to feel like I'm in a tribe like that. They're out there. And the way that it happens is you're the thing that puts that in motion. It's not waiting for people to show up and do something that you think is community building. It is you. And what it is you being of service. And that doesn't have to be a burden. You don't have to be exhausted and say, oh, and what? I have to go out and do other things for other people? No, you don't have to. But if you want to be in this reciprocal flow, that's the way it works. And it's never a burden to do something. Come and fix your toilet today. Never think, oh, I could be doing something else. Maybe I could or maybe I couldn't, but it's a joy to be of service.
Yeah.
And it's just, it builds, it's kind of platform building without the intentionality of that. And it just, it's, man, So awesome.
I will.
And I love Jonathan's call to host a sound healing event.
I know. Like, Jonathan Goldman wishing happy birthday. Everybody.
A sonic Valentine. I love that.
Just so beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we have another one. My goodness. Lucia, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Lucia.
And give Max and Livy big hugs from us.
Te amo.
Kisses. Gracias.
Okay.
Adios. So fun.
I know. Gosh. And I can't believe we're at the top of the hour and I still have two more to play for you.
Well,
I'm gonna keep going and then we'll get our grand total on what we've earned.
Yeah.
So this one came in and it's cute. This is another person who is in our soul family that's been a guest on the show before, and here you go to listen to Miss Mara
Happy,
Hoffman.
Awesome, galactic birthday, Eric Rankin. I am celebrating all that you are, from being an amazing radio host to one of my favorite singers and performers. And when you do Sweet Home Alabama and Hotel California and some of your others, you get the whole room dancing. And so much fun, always with a smile. And on top of that, being the king of cosmic geometry, you rock. Thank you for making this world a brighter and better place and honoring all that you are. Lots of love from Mora and Astara and Bodhi Rose.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet? You cosmic sonic geometry dude.
King.
The king.
King.
The king.
No less.
I know.
Wow.
Well, it has been a fun hour. It went by really fast.
Just so unexpected. I'm very rarely really caught blindsided by surprise.
I know.
And it has been an hour long of like prolonged surprise.
I
don't even quite
know. And I have
know
another one coming up. Victoria says, happy takeover and happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you, Victoria.
Yes, she agreed with all of those accolades.
Get that van finished, Victoria, so we can meet out in the desert or somewhere and do a little van life gathering.
And if anyone else wants to donate before we go off the air, we're going to play another clip. If anyone else wants to donate, the number is 949-715-4859. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So we gave that number again. If anyone wants to
callers,
do that.
People are standing by. What? Not callers, but what do we call it?
Listeners.
Us? Listeners are standing by or whatever. We have staff.
Oh, the staff. Is, yeah, we do. We are staffed. Eric is out there and Alyssa's out there. Yeah. She even took video of me giving you the birthday cake.
Oh,
She was doing that. Okay, so for our final grand finale, I don't know. I don't know if I should read what she wrote. I think I'm just going to play. Okay? The grand finale. Bum, ba, da, dum. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We'd all have to move into Allen in this bus. We know that it would be crowded. Living in L.A.'s awfully cluttered. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Affirmative.
Somebody mixing something like that could only be Colleen.
Right. She says, this is my contribution. Classic Colleen chaos creation made especially for Eric.
I love it.
Pulled from the Beach Boys, Feel Flows, the Sunflower, and Surf's Up Sessions, 1969 to 1971. I'd never heard it until an hour ago.
And she ended it with Majel Barrett from Star Trek saying affirmative. Just like a little wink between the two of us. Not everybody would know, you know, Star Trek, that trivia from one word, who that was.
Right. A wink between the two of you.
Oh,
yes.
So fun. Thank you, Colleen.
She's a
Sorry
magical
being.
Sorry
being a pain in the... I can say ass. That's not cussing.
You can? Woo.
I've been that.
Let's find out what our totals were for tonight.
Sure.
I wonder, can... Can the ladies out there listening, Alyssa and Erica, can we have our totals, please?
I knocked on the window. This is a real radio station, everybody. It's got a green room and it's got this beautiful production studio, and I'm tapping on the window between the two, and people are coming. I always imagine that somebody's doing this in their bedroom, and this is like the real deal.
This is a real station. I know.
Hello,
and we've got Alyssa. I love your sweatshirt. It says "Live Simple."
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
If we were like regular podcasters that made their living doing podcasts, we'd probably have video going, and we'd have YouTube channel, and everyone would see you running in.
Yeah. And I'd be
see all the chaos going on in here.
Yeah. So Alyssa is a full timer here, a real paid employee at the station, and you have your own morning show.
No, I do afternoons.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard you in the morning, but afternoon.
I know. I'm a little all over the place.
Ed is the morning show.
That's right. Ed's the morning show. Now it's going to sound disingenuous because I didn't even know, morning or afternoon, but I've heard you many times on the air. There's a lot of female, do we still call them DJs?
Yes.
Announcers and stuff. A lot. I listen to KLOS a lot. They have quite a few. You are my favorite female. Aww. Not even female. The way you carry your interest, your love, your passion for music, everything else, thinking off the top of your head, no ums, no stutters, just great on the mic, and make you really feel connected to you. I hope that's the biggest thing. You feel connected to you as you're talking, like you really care about what you're doing and the people that are listening at the moment.
Well, that just like... I could cry.
Well, that's the truth.
No, it's...
He wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
I would not.
I've told
it to you before.
I know.
But.
And it's just a pleasure. It's always a pleasure for me to be here and connect with people on something that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about radio. It's about music and human connection in a way that, is different from a podcast or anything else, because it's one-on-one.
Right.
And that's what's so cool.
It's live.
You
don't know exactly what's going to happen. Someone call in or some event or something, a newsworthy, happening in town, and you can be on it in live real time.
Yeah.
That changes the dynamic. It's like theater.
Yes.
Kind of. It's live.
Yeah. And it's always fun. It really is. And I am blessed to be able to do something that I love.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people aren't blessed that way. And I'm so grateful to everybody that is a part of this station and the fact that I am here today. There's no other way to say it.
You are fantastic, not only in that DJ role, but in running the station. The way that you communicate, the way that you show all of us who are volunteers here, you put so much energy and so much effort into recognizing us, helping us when we need help, being available to each one of us. I mean, there are many times where I've texted you in the middle of a show saying, "We're screwed. We just lost something. Help me, help me. I need help with this."
Eric pushed the wrong button.
Yes. What can you do to get us, save us? And you've saved us every single time. And we just appreciate you so much. And this has been really fun. I know we call it a takeover show. And I at the beginning of the show, I said, I want to name this show the Let's Get Happy show, because I really feel like what we did accomplish it, that a lot of people are, they're writing in and saying they feel that. They feel the happiness, they feel the love. And next week we'll have a guest on that will have some wisdom to share. But for tonight, we wanted to just step outside of any stress or any story and just be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric, you gave us the opportunity to do that by having a birthday and being born.
Yay.
And Alyssa, thank you for everything that you did to make the KX Takeover a success. And it's not even over
It really has. I mean, tomorrow we hit the halfway point, which is when I'll be on. I do the halfway mark. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It feels like it's like the end of the week, but it's just beginning. And we still have 3 days left.
Nice.
And so many hosts that are coming on and the playlist. And it's just exciting to have other people come in, right? And they are sharing their love of music that maybe they haven't had that chance to share these songs with other people before, and getting to hear where that comes from. It's really cool.
Music makes the world go around. And I do believe it's the universal language of love. I really do. It music does something. Depending on what genre you like, or, some people get that open-hearted feeling when they listen to country. Some people get it when they listen to classic rock. Some people get it when they listen to alternative. It does something, you know, that we're all encoded some way to respond to music. And it starts, I remember, you know, being an infant and loving, being young and loving music. And when my daughter was an infant, even with my non-musical abilities, I had to sing Hush Little Baby to her in the ER because it was the only thing that would calm her, you know? Mm-hmm. So music does that. And yeah. We're just so grateful to be a part of this.
And it is true. People can kind of wax poetic and romantic about music, but there is a physical phenomenon mm-hmm. that is so big, you almost don't even think about it. But universally, if you hear a major chord, like revealed in sonic geometry, a major chord, there's something in most humans that go, that's beautiful and that's right. And yeah. it's affirming. Mm-hmm. And then if you hear a minor chord, you think that's dangerous and dark and foreboding and scary. There's no logic to that. That these combinations of notes will actually hit you and either make you feel restful or agitated or something without lyrics, without construct of music, just arrangements of frequencies overlapping each other. And it will make us, without any hint of what you should feel, we will feel that. That's mm-hmm. a big deal.
It is
like
a big
something
deal.
Programmed us mm-hmm. to respond in that way to frequencies. And you know, it's so big, you don't even know where to begin when you start tackling something mm-hmm. like that. But it's real and it's there.
It's the mystery.
It is.
Yes. So what's our total? Are you going to give us our number? What did we get? Are we in first place?
As of right now, yes.
Oh,
wow.
You are in first place, which is so exciting.
And we have won this before.
Yes, you yep. have. So this is going to be a fun year to see everybody try and catch up at this point. Give me one second because I forgot the number. 3130. Okay, I'm really bad with numbers, so bear with me. $3,128.55.
Nice.
Wow. Well, we yeah. want to thank... We want to thank our Harmony that yes. met that challenge, and yeah. that was pretty amazing to get that. That was a shocker.
Yeah, and just think of that. How many different shows are doing a fundraiser show like ours?
Ooh, let's see. So we got...
Ballpark,
we've got about 30 different shows right
yeah.
now.
So yeah, just listener, right just think of that. You know, when you think, does my donation matter? Well, yeah, there's 30 different shows that are doing what we're doing. And if everybody did $3,000 or so, there's almost $100,000.
Yeah.
So that would really be wonderful if you just supported the show, because this is a big part of how the doors stay open, the lights stay on, and the soundboard stays active.
Yeah, and you guys get to do what you love.
Yes.
I know, we love it. I forgot to give my mom a thank you. My mother donated $55.55.
Oh, sweet.
So I want to thank my mom for doing that. That was really thoughtful. And just thank you, our listeners. If you want to keep donating throughout the week, we end, they can still donate to Under Awakening Code Radio. So we're still in a competition here. And we don't know what's going to happen, but it is, you know,
yeah, you have all donate. Of this week as well as next week to great. Donate. So you have time.
And I do remember early on, we had Rick Estep make mm-hmm. a pretty sizable donation. Yep. He's always done that.
And Romy, remember when she donated a big amount last year? And it surprised me because I had never met her. And then I invited her over to Thanksgiving after that.
Mm-hmm.
So shout outs to all of you who were so generous with us this year and who have been supporters for, you know, a lot of people have been supporters for all 10 years. And we just want to thank each one of you for your dedication and your generosity for helping keep us going and showing your support. And we love you and we appreciate you, and you're all good humans.
Yes. I just am leaving tonight just really just sappy and weepy and so grateful. Thank you, Michelle, for rallying all these people together. And
you're welcome.
It's so great to hear from them by surprise.
Yeah.
You know, you just, who's coming on next? It's such a fun thing.
And it all happened in a few hours.
While I was fixing your toilet.
Yeah. Part of it, I mean, Larissa, I texted Larissa at like 5:30 and said, no, I know it's last minute. Would you mind doing this? And her and Maura jumped on it.
That's
and,
so sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I put it all together.
Thank you, everyone, if you're still listening, that you called in or recorded something. It's appreciated more than you could know.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we're 20 minutes over, so we may as well you know, remind everybody to be good humans.
Now it's time to. All right, we're getting. Right. Now we're slap happy.
Yeah, okay. We are. Thank you.
We'll be
Alyssa,
back
thank
next
you
week
so much. And yeah, we'll be back with another show next week. I'm sure Michelle's going to have another great guest. I do want to do the Anne Merrill Lindbergh Gift from the Sea book. Read okay it. Do you have it? I gave you one, I think.
You gifted it.
Read it again because okay it will hit you in a different way.
Okay.
The way I've read it 20 times and it hit me a different way. Reader, if
especially
you're looking for
now
something affirming and in these times, it's a great book. All right. We're going to go. Thank you. You want to say be good humans together, all
yes
three of us? Here we go.
Thank
one,
you,
two, three.
Be good humans.
We're doing our best as well. We'll see you next week, everybody.